You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Wausau maintains he did nothing wrong when he moved the absentee ballot drop box Sunday. Doug Denny insists he wasn't up to anything nefarious, but Denny's actions sparked a protest the other night. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says it will hear a case that could determine whether the state's top elections official could stay in her job after state Senate Republicans tried to fire Megan Wolf last year. No date for oral arguments has been set, but a ruling is unlikely before the November 5th election. Local election clerks are showing how secure it is to vote in Wisconsin. Madison City Clerk Maribeth Witzel-Bale says machines are tested publicly 10 days before every election.
You can watch, it's on a Saturday, watch us test every single machine, every single ballot style for every candidate, to make sure that votes are going to be counted properly.
About 2,000 Madison voters were recently sent duplicate absentee ballots by accident. Witzel-Bale says barcodes will prevent anyone from voting twice. Students from underrepresented racial backgrounds were half as likely to be admitted to the University of Wisconsin in Madison this year. This was the first admission cycle since the U.S. Supreme Court banned race-based admissions last year. Some people in Wisconsin are trying to save Native American languages. Laura Red Eagle is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and part of the Indigenous Language Table. It's a group that meets in Madison once a week to have everyday chats in Native tongues.
It takes a veil away. You can kind of see how people think, how you view the world. You can ask questions, and you don't feel stupid for doing that because anybody that's showing up for a language class is already super brave.
The United Nations predicts more than half of the world's languages will disappear in about 75 years. A 4-year-old girl from Neillsville is expected to pull through after being found shot in a home yesterday. At this point, investigators say it looks like another child shot her with a handgun. They haven't said whether it was an accident. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Some voters have already cast their ballots. The State Elections Commission has started putting out daily updates on absentee ballot returns. As of yesterday, Racine County reported about 300 returned ballots out of about 12,000 requested. A high-speed chase in Racine ended with a collision at Wright and Cleveland yesterday afternoon. It started near Victory and Ohio. The status of those involved in the crash isn't yet known. It follows a previous chase on Monday that resulted in injuries to 4 people and 2 arrests. The Kenosha Unified School District is seeking public input to help shape a referendum. They've got a survey online asking about how to allocate increased taxes if a referendum does appear on the spring ballot. Residents of Racine can get a $25 gift card by taking part in a community conversation today. It's focused on neighborhood safety and takes place at 5:30 in City Hall. And the 13th annual Racine Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony will take place October 24th. The event at the Roma Lodge will honor former NBA stars Caron Butler and Mike Ratliff, among others. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers get ready for the border battle. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay plays Minnesota this week, and the big question is, will Jordan Love play? Love says he's feeling better each time out.
At the end of the day, it's all feel things. Feeling my body, feeling if I'm pushing too much, and my body's kind of just listening to my body, talking to me. And, you know, the workout pregame Sunday, I felt like I was moving around pretty well, and my body was responding well to it.
Malik Willis, who started the last 2 games, says he'll be ready if needed.
The same as, you know, last week, the same as the week before that, the same as the first week in Brazil. I mean, you just try to prepare as best you can and be ready to go if called upon.
Coach Matt LaFleur says they are taking it one day at a time.
We have a plan every day. Obviously, that's dictated by our medical staff in terms of how much he can do. And, so we'll just hopefully keep building them up every day.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are officially the third seed in the National League. The Brewers' 2-1 loss to Pittsburgh last night and wins by both Los Angeles and Philadelphia means the Brewers will play in next week's wild card round. Freddy Peralta became the fourth Brewers pitcher to record 200 strikeouts in multiple seasons. The Brewers finish up with the Pirates today before taking on the Mets in a potential playoff preview this weekend. And the Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement this morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of the perks of acting in a big studio film, if you're Lady Gaga, is that you also get to release an album of the film's music. The pop icon and star of Joker 2 has announced she will release an album called Harlequin, which will include 13 songs. Harlequin will be released September 27th, just 1 month before a single from Gaga's 7th studio album is to be released in October. Who needs sleep or free time? It's been off the air for 2 decades, but people still can't get enough of the show Friends. Case in point, a new game show to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the show's launch. The show will be called Fast Friends and produced by Max. Contestants will do puzzles, play games, and answer trivia questions on sets that include the characters' apartments and Central Perk. Production on the show is scheduled to start next month. Friends ran for 10 seasons after premiering 30 years ago this week. Benny Affleck and Jenny Lopez have fallen on hard times trying to sell their $68 million Beverly Hills mansion. Apparently, they had accepted a bid for $64 million from someone in New Jersey who ended up pulling the offer due to a death in the family. Affleck and Lopez bought the house just last year and paid $60 million in cash. Must be nice not to have a mortgage payment. It's pretty much common knowledge that Prince had moves, and apparently they weren't just on stage. During a recent appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Halle Berry said that Prince had someone slip her a piece of paper and a pen during one of his Los Angeles concerts with the words, "Do you like me?" scribbled. Perry said she responded yes, and the man took the note back to Prince, who then sent the note back again, which read, "Would you go out with me?" This time, Berry says she did not send the note back, but instead kept it for herself until it was confiscated by the teacher. Expect Sean Diddy Combs to be in the news for the next several months, with most likely an escalation of disgust. The former music mogul is being sued for sexual assault by a victim who claims that Combs and his bodyguard sexually assaulted her at his home recording studio in New York City back in 2001. Talia Graves, who was dating an executive who worked for Combs, says she was brutally molested and has dealt with physical and emotional trauma ever since. Graves decided to pursue legal action after learning a video of the incident was circulated last fall. Jessica Biel is out on the show that she was the star of and executive producer on. Deadline reports that the actress left The Good Daughter, which was based on Karen Slaughter's novel of the same name. Slaughter is also an executive producer on the show and writing every episode. The search is underway for a female lead after Biel's exit. The show is set to stream on Peacock in March. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 75 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 58 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 73 with sunshine and low 70s right on through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.